This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1928, recorded on Thursday, the 13th of October, 2016. Call us on 01603 765365, that's 765365, with your news, views and comments. We always like hearing from you. Included in your envelope this week, you will find the latest edition of the EDP Norfolk magazine. This part of Chatterbox is read by James McGarry
and Dorothy Sneasby.
On this part, first part this week, as well as the local news, we have a selection of letters from the evening news and a feature recalling memories of St. Peter's.
We begin with news that a discount supermarket chain will soon hear whether or not they can open a new store in the city. And Edith Cavell will be remembered across the county later this year. A Rotary Club plans to bring colour to Theatre Street, and Herbie Hyde fights to clear his name. But first, we start with the story of a remarkable Norwich woman.
An 88-year-old woman who has been fencing for more than 30 years will be flying the flag for Great Britain at the Sports World Championships. Connie Adam, who will be 89 in a few weeks, has won more than 140 medals and awards in the sport and will be hoping for many more when she competes in Germany. But the Norwich veteran, who decided to carry on fencing after recovering from chemotherapy treatment for cancer, was not sure if she would be able to compete, as she had no one to accompany her and carry the 70 kilos of equipment she has to take with her. Mrs. Adam, who came fourth in her category at the World Championships in France last year, issued an appeal for help through this paper, which has thankfully been answered. Since she has been offered a concessional price with five-star taxis of Norwich to transport her to Stansted Airport and collect her from London City Airport on her return. Former Norwich Lord Mayor Roy Blower and his wife Beryl and former City MP Ian Gibson donated nearly £200 towards her hotel and additional rail costs. And James Ratcliffe, who is establishing Driving Miss Daisy, a franchised travel service for vulnerable people who need help when travelling in parts of Norwich and Norfolk, has donated £50.
Discount supermarket chain Lidl will find out whether it can open a new store in Norwich, which would see an existing one moved just a fifth of a mile away from its current location. Lidl wants to move its store in Copenhagen Way to the former Gough Petroleum site in Aylsham Road and needs to secure planning permission from Norwich City Council. Lidl says it needs to make the switch because the current store is too small, but the proposal has sparked objections. The East of England Co-op, which has a store in Aylsham Road, has put forward a string of reasons why Lidl's bid should be rejected, including that the 29,654 square foot store would go against the City Council's own local plan, a blueprint for development. Historic England said it could not support the scheme, which is close to the Grade 2 listed St Catherine's Church and its Grade 2 listed Church Hall. The watchdog said the current design will not fully realise the potential to enhance the setting of the heritage assets, and urged the council to push for a revised design. But council officers are recommending that members of the planning committee grant permission for the scheme at a meeting. If permission is granted, then the existing Lidl store would close. A planning application has recently been lodged seeking outline consent for homes to be built at that site. A decision will be made by city councillors on Thursday.
One of Norfolk's greatest heroines will be remembered through a series of events across the county. The Swardston-born nurse Edith Cavell has served in a hospital in Belgium and treated Allied German and Austrian soldiers during the First World War. She was executed by a German firing squad on October 12, 1915, after helping Allied prisoners escape from Holland, prompting outrage in Britain, with thousands inspired to join up for the war effort. Next month, Norwich Central Baptist Church on Duke Street is hosting a play entitled Remember Edith Cavell. It takes place on November the 4th from 7:15 p.m. and is to be performed by the Searchlight Theatre Company. Tickets cost £8 at the door. On December the 31st, people will be able to take part in a 7-mile walk from Miss Cavell's home in the village of Swordston to the cathedral.
Spades? Check. Gardening gloves? Check. Bulbs? Check. Crocus bulbs have been planted outside the Assembly House on Theatre Street in support of the Purple for Polio campaign. Teams from the Norwich Centenary Rotary Club, Friends of Norwich in Bloom, and students with learning disabilities from City College Norwich turned out in force to plant up the garden in front of the Assembly House. The Purple for Polio campaign is a hugely successful international campaign run by Rotary clubs across the world, aimed at reducing polio across the world. Working in partnership with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the club has helped bring about the confinement of polio to just 2 countries. Their ongoing work will continue to reduce this number and make sure polio never returns. The crocus idea comes from the fact that children that have been vaccinated in some areas are marked with a purple blob on their hand so that vaccinators know they are not at risk, explained Rosemary Linley, president of the Norwich Centenary Rotary Club.
Former world heavyweight champion Herbie Hyde has today insisted he is continuing the fight to clear his name following a drugs conviction. The Nigerian-born former 2-time heavyweight champion of the world was sentenced to 22 months in prison in 2013 after pleading guilty to conspiracy to supply cocaine. It followed a sting operation engineered by the so-called fake Sheikh Mazza Mahmoud, who was then working for the Sun on Sunday newspaper. Mr. Hyde from Borbra, whose defence lawyers at the time said he was entrapped, had his sentence cut on appeal to 18 months. But he has today told how he will continue to try to clear his name by contesting the case. It comes after Mahmoud was found guilty of tampering with evidence in the collapsed drugs trial of the singer Tulisa Kontonstalvos.
A former city centre hairdresser's could be turned into a shop specialising in Chinese medicine. An application has been submitted to Norwich City Council for permission to change the use of the former Brian Robert hair salon in Castle Meadow. Dr. Robert Bowles has asked for permission to change the use of the building so it can accommodate a Chinese medicine business. In documents lodged with the City Council, he says the business would be split half and half between retail sales and on-site treatments, such as acupuncture and Tuna massage.